The Maltese Islands lie at the heart of the Mediterranean Sea. Just south of Sicily, they've been a magnet for invasions over the centuries. The Romans, the French, the Arabs, and the Knights of St. John have all been here. People live on the islands of Malta, Gozo and Camino. They're proud of their history and deeply religious.
Every place that dominated Malta left its imprint somehow or another. This is what makes our history so rich. But in spite of all the dominations on the island, we are still Maltese, a sovereign country with a language of its own. My name is Celine Briffa. My job is informing people about our history. Our temples are the oldest freestanding monuments in the world. They are 800 years older than the pyramids of Egypt and the Stonehenge of Great Britain.
Of the population is Roman Catholic, and with 360 churches on the islands, there's a different place to worship every day of the year. The first of those churches was built nearly 2,000 years ago. The Apostle, St. Paul, was shipwrecked off the coast of Malta and brought Christianity to the area.
Paul started to spread the Christian word while staying in a grotto outside the city walls. Here he stayed for 3 months and appointed Publius the first bishop of Malta. A Christian community that developed built its chapels and catacombs nearby. As the years passed, a veil of mystery spread over the Maltese islands.
My name's Dennis. I'm Maltese. And I lived on the island all my life, so that's 23 years. I work for JMC, I'm an overseas representative. All the locals do go to church every Sunday. Probably it's more out of tradition than anything else nowadays. In school it's like something really important. Every lesson starts with a prayer.
And they pray for miracles. And just maybe they were answered in Mostar, at the Mostar Dome.
During the Second World War, there was a congregation of about 300 people, some of them living to this day, and it fell to the dome, ran through the eye without exploding, and nobody was hurt. And the people say that this was a miracle.
With Italy just a 90-minute ferry ride from the islands, the Maltese cuisine is heavily influenced by Sicilian flavours. But 150 years of British influence means bangers and mash isn't too hard to find either.
My name is Rene Zamit. I've been working as a head chef for 17 years. The most popular traditional Maltese dishes are the lampuki pie and the rabbit, which we cook in garlic. I think it's very healthy and I like it. It's a meal, very nice meal.
The largest of the islands, Malta, is shaped like a port bottle. Just 17 miles, that's 27 kilometres from corner to corner, it takes just a few hours to drive around. So you're never too far away from miles of sandy beaches and crystal clear waters.
My name is Joseph, and now this is the Blue Grotto, the one you see on the postcard here. So the first cave here, we call it the Cat's Cave, you know? And some more lovely colors on the left here. So the second cave now here, we call it Reflection Cave because of the reflection of the sun. It looks very blue, you know? The water. We find some tourists to swim here, you know? They will stop and jump from the boat. And sometimes I left them here, sometimes I wait for them. Depends how I feel.
This is very impressive, isn't it?
The Blue Grotto makes me very happy.
And just a 20-minute ferry ride from Malta is Gozo. No more than 25,000 people live on this small island. It's home to some of the best cave and shipwreck diving in the world.
My name is Mark Kassar. I've been a diving instructor since 1973. Diving in Gozo I find very safe, very easy for all ages. We do have corals, we do have wrecks. A lot of the wrecks we do have were sunk for divers. I would say try diving.
My name is Sarah Leonard. I've lived here for over 3 years. Been coming for a lot longer than that. I've never found a place that I've really loved so much in my life. And when I first came here, I knew it was somewhere I was going to live, even though the first time I came here was just on holiday. It's a great place just to be yourself. You have no airs and graces to put on, even in the restaurants. You can dress up if you want to, you can dress down if you want to, you can just be yourself.
Perched on a rocky peak is the 3,000-year-old city, Mdina.
My name is Michelle Oakes. Mdina, the old capital, has its tall buildings, narrow streets, fabulous views from its surrounding walls, and also not to forget the Fontanella Cafe overlooking these views with its mouth-watering chocolate cake and strawberry meringue. Definitely a must.
Mdina was once the original headquarters of the Order of the Knights of St. John. A religious and military order, they were given the islands by the Spanish Emperor in 1530 for just 2 Maltese falcons a year. The Knights' legacy is the stunning and well-designed Baroque capital city, Valletta. Its narrow streets were laid out to channel cool breezes flowing in from the Grand Harbour. Today, the charm of this walled city, with its cafes, market and limestone buildings, transcends the centuries.
When you're here on our islands, you'll feel so much at home because all the locals speak English. So we do look forward to seeing you here with JMC out on the Maltese Islands. So as we say in Malta, Merhaba lilkom, which means you are welcome.